Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. I'd like to welcome you to the APRT 3 plenary number 49 on the 26th of February 2020 at 1100 UTC. Members attending the call include Pat, Sebastian, Daniel, Yap, Vanda, and Leon. Observers include Aubrey, Herb, Sophie, Hanyu, and Mr. Bachabong. Attending from ICANN org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call, and we do have apologies from Casey, Wolfgang, Osvaldo, and Jux. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and Pat, I will turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Brenda. So good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, good evening, and again, welcome to plenary number 49. We've gone through our roll call. Let's go ahead. Does anybody have any SOI updates? Hearing none, seeing nothing in the participant window or in the group chat, we'll go ahead and move on. I do want to mention, if you guys didn't see it yesterday, Osvaldo is welcoming into the world this morning a grandchild. And so good positive thoughts for his daughter this morning as she goes through a C-section, apparently. So let's move on to action items, new and closed. Jennifer, please.
Thank you, Pat. One action item closed from last week's call, but a couple days ago, we asked to cancel the ATRT3 engagement session at ICANN 67. That has been done. So the session has been canceled. Thank you. No other action items to report.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. And on that topic, since it's the next item, I have not received any updates from either Larissa or Teresa on face-to-face meeting for our requests and anything that's going up from a planning standpoint. Is there anything that staff can share at this point in time? Jennifer, I guess that would be up to you if you've heard anything.
Thanks, Pat. I have not heard anything, and we'll certainly follow up, and I'm sure if Teresa or Larissa had any more information, they would have shared it, but we'll definitely follow up and hopefully get some news soon.
All right, so I will go ahead and ping them as well right after this meeting. Bernie, your hand is raised.
Yes, I was speaking with Teresa last night, and they are working on it, but there is no news.
All right, Bernie, for me at least, Bernie, you were coming in not really clear. Can you repeat that, please?
Oh, sorry. I spoke with Teresa last night, and she confirmed they are working on trying to arrange this, but has not finished that yet, as it's proving difficult right now with all that's going on for ICANN 67.
Did she give you any date that we could look forward to or expect some kind of information from her?
No, she did not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So more to come on the face to face as it rolls in. Since we've not heard anything, we're still open. All right. So let's move on then to the recommendation text and take a look at getting to the final portion of the text. And Bernie, I think this is going to be mostly your show here today. So if we could go to the accountability indicators, please.
Actually, I'm going to propose a minor change to our agenda. I'd like to do the report layout first, as I think that's going to be the easiest one. And we'll allow everyone to ease into our meeting, and then we'll do our recommendations, if that's okay with you.
That is okay with me. Any objections from the review team? Wanda says okay. I see nothing in the participant window. Okay, Bernie, go ahead.
All right, Brenda, if we can bring up that document, please. Excellent. All right. Actually, we'll back up to section two. All right. Excellent. Thank you. So you'll remember after Brussels that we were talking about a much shorter document. So basically, everything that was ATRT 2 discussion and analysis conclusions and suggestions is now going to be in an annex. Similarly for the survey and the accountability indicators. So we've tried to pack everything into annexes so we keep the report down. I've been playing with it, and the next three sections ought to give you a flavor of that. So for the GAC issue two, and I know Sebastian will be pleased, I'm trying to line it up so the issue numbers and report numbers match up. Yes, finally we're getting there. So as it was in the draft report, we've got the prologue sort of explaining to, thank you for the clapping hands, Sebastian. We've got the prologue explaining that the GAC is a slightly different beast and then the other ones is the same text that was in there originally. Can we go down a bit, please, to the next section, please, Brenda? So in the introduction, that's the same thing. And this is where it starts getting different in 2.3. So you'll notice that now we have a new section title, Information Assessed. So 2.3.1, ATRT 3 Assessment of ICANN Org's Implementation of ATRT 2 Recommendation. See Annex A, Recommendation 6.1A to H, and 6.2 to 6.9. So basically, we're not going through the details here. 2.3.2, ATRT 3 survey results, see Annex B, survey questions 15 to 18. Analysis of information, very compressed. ATRT 3 assessed that most of the ATRT 2 recommendations had been implemented and were effective, but does make a few suggestions with respect to these. See Annex A, recommendations 6.1D, 6.1H, and 6.6. With respect to the ATRT 3 survey responses, ATRT 3 also makes a few suggestions. See Annex B, sections 15, 17, and 18. Recommendations, suggestions, and observations. Recommendations, none. Suggestions and observations. Please see relevant sections in annexes A and B. So that's actually the entire GAC section as it would look in our final report. I'll pause here for a second, see if there are questions or comments. Sebastian.
Yeah, just a question. Do we have the possibility to have this document, to look at this document in Google Drive or just?
It's already, what we're looking at is the document as it is in Google Drive. I'll post the link, or Brenda will post the link in the chat.
Okay, but it's this, the one because there are two posted the same day, one by Jennifer and one by you.
Yeah, this is a very early draft, just to give you an idea, so I don't know if I would spend a lot of time commenting, but if you want to comment, just sections 2, 3, and 4 only, please.
Yeah, it was more to know where I can read in a bigger screen than this one.
Ah, okay, very good. Thank you. And I see that... Jennifer has posted the link. Thank you very much for Jennifer. All right. Any other questions or comments?
So, Bernie, this is Pat. So just to be clear, you said only make comments on sections 2, 3, and 4 because of where you are in the document right now?
That is correct.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to section 3 where we have a recommendation. So it's going to show what that can look like. It's also a slightly heavier section. So 3.1, the introduction, same as usual. 3.2, ATRT 3, assessment of ICANN Org's implementation of ATRT 2 recommendations. The Annex A, recommendations 6.1D, 6.1H, and 6.6. ATRT 3 survey results. The Annex B, survey questions 19 to 27. Other information. So in these where we've had other presentations or documents that we've looked at in detail, this is where they're going to be listed. You'll note that each of those has a footnote giving the reference. So on other information, we have comment, public comments versus other public input methods. That will be Annex C because it's a bit long. Presentation by public comment support team to ATRT 3. We've got a copy of their slides, public comment trends report 2010 to 2018, and improvements to public comment posting. Under the analysis section 331, excuse me, ATRT3 assessed that most of the ATRT2 recommendations had been implemented, but does make a suggestion with respect to one, see Annex A, recommendation 8. With respect to ATRT3 survey responses, ATRT3 makes a recommendation. Public comments versus other public input methods. ATRT3, so this is the same text that we had in our report that sort of explains our issues. I'm not going to read through this, the whole thing. We had accepted that as acceptable text. Let's go down a bit, please. And then in 3.4, we have our full recommendation. So as it was, as we approved it at our Monday meeting, it's the same recommendation. To maximize input from public comment, blah, blah, blah. Let's go down. That's the same recommendation. Additionally, with regards to other types of inputs, same recommendation. And then we have our requirements checklist. I was debating if this was the right place to actually put in the checklist. I haven't finished making up my mind. Sebastian.
Thank you. Sebastian Machin speaking. Just one question to be sure that I get everything here. You, when you start at the beginning, you have you are talking about ATRT2 and in 3.2.1, and that's the same reference that 2. Something for ATRT2, but later. You are talking again about ATRT2, and it's a different place.
Yeah, I might have copy-pasted that wrong one. Sorry, it was late last night, but I'll double-check that. I'll refer to the right ones. Good catch.
Okay, and my second point is maybe for the easy of reading and people who forget what they read three line before, it's... adding like something like because here in 3.3.1 you say ATRT3 assess that most of the ATRT2 recommendation has been implemented. As it's maybe the first time we read that, it's contradictory with what we say in general. Is it here just in link with public input? And if it's so, it may be useful for easier of reading to add that. Regarding public inputs.
I'm not following you on that one, sorry.
Yeah, I will try again.
In 3.3. It's very 3. Early point... for me, sorry. I may not be.
That's okay, no worries. We globally speaking, ATRT2, we don't say that the recommendation has been implemented. Most of the ATRT2 recommendation has been implemented.
Yes, no, I understand. Okay, so something along the lines, although a significant number of ATRT2 recommendations have not been completed, for this case, if you
look at... Yeah, my question was, is it, you are referring to the... to all the ATRT2 recommendation, or you are here referring only...
No. Just the public input ATRT2 recommendation.
That's why I suggest that you add...
okay, I get it now.
At all the right. End, implemented regarding public inputs. Like that, we know that we are talking just about those ones here. And I know that you can read the title of the section we are, but
yeah. Okay.
Easier for a reader. Good. Thank you.
Okay, I understand now. Thank you. All right. Anybody else while we're taking a break here? Vanda.
Yeah. Regarding what Sebastian said, I believe that's in GAC, in the GAC section, should be written something like that. You know, that is most of, because we are not doing any recommendations, so in the recommendation line, we should set most of the recommendation for GAC was implemented or are in process to be implemented or something like that, just to complete the minds that the people that are reading at that time. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Vanda. I'll note that and have a look at that when I review that. Okay, two great comments. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Done. All right, so let's continue on. Let's go to the bottom of this section, Brenda, please, which is... Okay, right there, 342. Suggestions and observations, please see relevant sections in Annex A and B. And we described in section 3.3 exactly where in both of those annexes we had suggestions. And then 4, since I felt like doing it last night, since that's a short one, the introduction is the standard information assessed, relevant ATRT2 recommendations and analysis. There were no ATRT2 recommendations related to this. ATRT3 survey results, summary of results, see Annex B, questions 28 and 29, other information, none. Analysis of information and identification of issues. As the analysis of the survey responses clearly indicate, there is widespread support for decisions made by the board. As such, ATRT3 will not be making any recommendations or suggestions with respect to this issue. Recommendations and suggestions, observations, none and none. So that's the basic layout I'm proposing. As you see, section 4 is actually half a page. And so we keep it compact. If people want more details, they're given the exact pointers in the various annexes where they can go look for things. So would that approach be okay for everyone? Okay. I have a thumbs up from Pat, so I'll take it that we're okay with this approach.
We also had an okay from Leon and Sebastian and Daniel and Vonda.
Yeah, I just saw those pop up on my chat. Excellent. Thank you very much. Just to note, the section 13, all of Michael's questions for the SOs and ACs and the results, you know, since this was not really in our scope, but is interesting, I'll just have a note and that will be one of its own annexes where people can have a look at it, unless there are some objections to that. Not seeing anything? All right. Okay, thank you very much. So that will be our format and what I will be spending my waking hours on over the next week or so. Brenda, can we go back to the scratch pad, please, and have a look at our recommendations? You are so efficient. Thank you. Let me grab a glass of water here. So public input, we finalized on Monday. There hasn't been any changes. Let's go to the next one, please. All right. Accountability indicators. There were a few comments. We made the changes. We finalized it. I did not see any additional comments or queries. So I will ask for any right now. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I think you people have seen it. You know where it is. Any last calls on accountability indicators? I should note while you're considering that, I finished the report. I'll be posting that to the Google Drive in the next few days so you can have a look at it and basically gone through all of the accountability indicators with the criteria that are set here and evaluated them. All right, nothing on accountability indicators, so we'll consider that text final. Let's move on to the next one, please, Brenda. ATRT2 recommendations, there were a few minor comments on those things. They were integrated. I have not seen any additional input. Let's give it a call. Any final input on the ATRT2 recommendation? Going once. Sebastian.
Just one point, not really linked with ATRT2, but generally speaking, we will have to look when we will have all our recommendation when they are supposed to be done, because we talk about prioritization. We need also to take that into account, but we need to do that when we have all the elements for that. Thank you.
Yeah, that is section 12 of our report. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that. Okay, so ATRT2 done. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Let's move on to prioritization. Similarly, we had a few comments. They were integrated here. We closed it off Monday, midnight UTC. I've not seen any additional comments. Let's open it up. Are there any questions or comments at this point before we declare this one done? Going once, going twice. Okay, sold to the lady with the white dress. So we've got four or five of our recommendations, and we're heading into the one where we have a minor point of discussion. Sebastian proposed a few amendments. I think on specific reviews, we're rather close. RDS to be terminated, I think we agree. CCT reviews, basically what was proposed, I don't have any issue. SSR reviews, given SSR 2 will not be completed prior to ATRT 3 completing. My only point of including that in the recommendation is that's a justification, and we usually do that in a checklist. It's not that I'm disagreeing with the point. So me and Sebastian can finish that, but I see his hand is up.
Yeah, here my proposal was just to flip and to change where we talk about ATRT to talk at the end. But what you put into brackets here was coming from your proposal, not mine. Really, there is nothing. I just reorganized by putting some okay. dots.
That's
the text, possible. The text is the same from RDS, CCT, and SSR. The only thing I had was to change to be able to come after to ATRT and not to start, when we will terminate, and to open the discussion about what I call an overarching responsibility for the future ATRT that I suggest to change the name. But that's the only thing here in this specific review, I have changed. Even the given SSR2 will not
okay.
be complete.
Well, then I apologize, Sebastian.
That's okay.
Point.
No worries.
We'll fix that. All right, let's go down to the ATRT section. So we've got two things here. We've got ATRT review should evolve to take into account the following additions and modifications and become AT01RT, accountability, transparency, and overarching one review team, and shall start before the 5th of April, 2025. Should the review, review, should the review the reviews, including the one terminated, should review, yes, okay, we'll fix the wording. All pre-identified documentation that is required, that was in there. Terms of reference to be established at the first meeting. The operating standards should be amended to allow review teams to obtain professional services as opposed to subject matter experts, should they require such services. So, in the text I had proposed, is we were leaving ATRT reviews basically as is with these changes. The date of the 5th of April, 2025, I'm open. I understand that we didn't deal with that, so that may actually be a good thing if we're keeping it every 5 years. But this being said, maybe we should consider this in line with the systemic review that we're doing in the next one for the date is my only possible question. And whether we want to change the name or not. So I'll throw it open to the floor. We've got a proposal to change it to accountability, transparency, and overarching review. Questions, comments? Sebastian.
Yeah, just to explain where I am coming from here, it's that I know it's embedded in ATRT2 currently that there is a need for the review of the current review, but I think either we have a long list of items to say if RDS is terminated, if there are any topics on this to be taking care, it must be discussed by ATRT, CCT is the same, and SSR eventually the same. It's why I suggest that we completely embedded in the title, and I have no I am not sure that overarching is the right word and written the right way and so on, but the idea is to give ATRT or the ATO1 responsibility to have this overview of the situation, and it's why I also add including the one terminated, because responsibility today of ATRT is to look at the current review. If we terminate some, they are not supposed to be taking into account. It's why I have add that. The date is just to say that it must be done before 5 years, but it could be more flexible than that, but it was to fix to put a suggestion here. And regarding your question about systemic, if we do a systemic review in the next 2 years, the next one will be in 7 years, and therefore there will not have been clash before, I guess. Five multiplied by seven, that means 35 years before we have a clash between ATO and systemic review. That's also, I try to check on that also.
Yeah, that's I wasn't concerned about a clash, Sebastian. I was more concerned that the systemic review has had a chance to be completed, its recommendations accepted and implemented, before we actually get into an ATRT, was my main concern here.
Okay, I think it's we can look at that, but I think
okay,
it's,
that's okay. That's all, but I'm that's saying. Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you, Sebastian. Pat.
Thank you, Bernie. Yeah, I'm not certain what changing the name to ATO buys us in terms of all of this, because I mean, there's already enough flexibility within the bylaws, it seems to me, that you can put enough of whatever we want done into AT. So, you know, so if we need to modify what the requirements are and what specific requirements are that are added to an accountability transparency review, I think going to an ATO is confusing from the standpoint of you lose the tie back to previous, even though it's evolving, I think you lose that tie back to what's the next evolution. So I would suggest that we leave it as AT and not call it ATO.
Thank you, Pat. Vanda.
Yeah, Vanda for the record. I do agree with Pat. It's a little confused to change names. And I do agree with you, Bernard, that the 5th of April is something that's not supposed to be here. Is we don't know if it's always terminated to set up a fixed date here. So for me, it's a little confused. I will leave the, you know, the same name and take out this date. And please pay attention on what Zavri is writing into the chat, because she's asking for the note. And it's important to respond to her. But take out the date from here. I do agree. It's something more that we could not define this date without more explanation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vanda. Sebastian.
Yeah. I totally understand that you wish you will wish to keep the name. I for that wanted to change it, because we are not, even AT-RT3 is not at all AT-RT as it was meant to be at the beginning. Therefore, it's one of the reasons I don't want. I was suggesting we change, not just because of the meaning, and of course we can add what we want into AT-RT, but it's more to not take with us all the history and the participation of chair of the board, chair of the GAC, who is not anymore the truth. And we have already changed completely, from my point of view, what it's AT-RT. It's why I was thinking that a new name could be a good idea to not take on our shoulder, on the shoulder of the next one, all the history, even if they take into account what it's done. The date is here for one simple reason. We have discussed about when the next review must take place. And we have also discussed how long it must take. And we during our discussion, one moment, it was the idea of having each 7 years, and it's why I wanted to be clear that we talk about 7 years for the systemic, but AT-RT, as we are redrafting it, must be keep within the framework of the 5 years, and not too much more. If not, we will be unbalanced the things. And I saw the question of Avery. I don't see where we have written that we don't want and we can't have for AT-RT subject matter expert within, or interview by, or helping AT-RT or ATO, whatever name we finally got. There is nothing written here that we may not take that into account. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Pat.
So, Sebastian, thank you very much. I understand exactly where you're coming from now when you start to describe the, you know, what the perception of AT-RT3 versus the perception and the focus that a broader community had on the AT-RT2 and AT-RT1. I think that when you and I have talked about having a post-mortem at the end of all of this, when we get to, after we've delivered our report, you know, whatever documents or whatever recommendations we put into, you know, I'll call it a will to what would end up being AT-RT4. One of the things I think that we should document is just that, and make certain that we share with the future AT-RT those thoughts about making certain that we are recognized, regardless of what the composition of the team looks like, and have you know, say that you need to make, you know, make your own stand and make certain that you are heard in the same context as ATRT2 and ATRT1 were. So thank you, Sebastian. I appreciate that.
This being said, Pat, are you okay with the proposed name change now, or are you still with Vonda that we should try and keep the same name?
I'm with Vonda and we should try and keep the same name.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for that also for the following reason. We're changing a lot of things, and although I fully understand Sebastian's point of view, I think it will give security to people. Also, my other reason is the ATRT is a special review because some of our recommendations carry more weight than the recommendations of other reviews in many ways. And so I would just think that we would want to cement that. I will also make a note that we're a little light on attendance today. So we probably won't make decisions. I would imagine, Pat, that we're going to try to walk our way through as we usually do as a first reading and try to tackle it again and see how more people feel. Does that make sense to you, Pat?
Absolutely, it does, Brian. Thank you.
All right, great. So unless there are further points on this one right now, we'll keep that square bracket of text and we will keep the date in square brackets. We will keep a thought on this and post that to the list, see if something comes up. Let's go at it again on our next call. All right, that would close off specific reviews. We're almost there, so I'm not really overly concerned. Organizational reviews. Now, I think here we're very close also. The only point that we have as a difference is Sebastian is proposing, as he did at the outset, and let's be clear, he's been very consistent on this, that it's now a 5-day, but it was a 3 to 5 day face-to-face retreat every 3 years. My point for not including that when I wrote the initial version of the text was that after reading comments and seeing how this thing would evolve, I thought it was always understood, though, that that is a suggestion, but really the SOs and the ACs get to decide. So I don't know if I'm presenting this properly, Sebastian, but I guess the point of discussion here is whether we mandate a 3 to 5 day face-to-face retreat every 3 year, or whether we leave it as an optional point. Am I presenting that correctly, Sebastian?
No problem. You are presenting it, and that's good. My point is that if we don't have something with common, it will take 5 years before we finally find something in common. Therefore, I prefer to have something proposed, and eventually, because we will not. I don't think it will be written in the bylaw as a mandatory. I am sure that it could be flexible. But if we don't come with a suggestion to something who is common to all SO and AC, and I still insisting to add X, at least NOMCOM must be one of them in one way or another. But when I say that, for example, the board is already having a retreat and they might decide to add 1 day and not a 5 day in what they are doing to tackle this specific issue, or do that in three at 1 day in each of their retreat or whatever. But I think we need to be flexible in the implementation, but we need to be clear on the proposal. And I really feel that we need to put it as the commonality on what will be done. Because if not, the risk is that, once again, it will take time to find something in common. And the second is that we may end up with something who will not be simple to do and acceptable by each and every SO and ACs. Once again, my suggestion is to put it as a requirement and to be flexible in the implementation. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Sebastian. And my counterpoint to that is, I think the thing that needs to be consistent across the SOs and the ACs in a continuous improvement program is the evaluation requirements, whether they do it every 3 years in a 5-day workshop or whether they do it annually as a review. But if they meet the requirements of reporting, I think that's the thing that's more important. And that's the discussion we're having here. Yap.
Sorry, I had to find the unmute button. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you there, because I mean, if you think that most of the ACs and SOs are actually consisting of volunteers, I mean, having a requirement to have a retreat every five days, I mean, won't go well with all those volunteers that are required to sit for 5 days. I mean, you can make it a height requirement might be a problem for people to join. So, I mean, so more loose language is would be preferred there.
All right, thank you, Jaap. Any other thoughts or comments on this? Sebastian?
Yeah, may I make an alternative proposal or something written differently? But maybe Wanda first, because it's easier if she can make the comment before I comment on myself.
Okay, Wanda, please.
Okay, Wanda, for the record. Well, I do believe that you said another kind of sentence that is more clear, showing that there is a flexibility, but whatever they do, they should do and explain what they can do, but just leave us, should support as a common base between SOs and ACs. It's not really clear. And the additional point of Sebastian's make it more, you know, demanded, and that's not the idea we have here. We want to give flexibility, but it's also not clear what the ASOs and ACs should do. If I'm an external, I just ask for my one of my nieces here, and she said, what this guy should do? Because should demand some more clear what they should. If you give some flexibility and explain, for instance, or as a suggestion or something like this, it's more clear what we are looking for, what they should do. For when translate this to French, I believe it's not so clear what they should support. That's my Okay, thank you. It's just because it's not.
All right, thank you, Vonda. Sebastian, do you want to come in or do you want to let Pat come in first?
Pat first, please, thank you.
Pat, yours.
Thank you, Sebastian, and thank you, Vonda. I mean, Vonda's right in terms of the flexibility. What we had been talking around and getting towards was setting a minimum frequency for these reviews to happen, and then giving some flexibility as to how they happen. And the idea was to try to drive towards a thought process and concept that delivered less required engagement time from the review team itself. And so, Yap, I understand that if we have 5 days, if we prescribe that, it is hard for people to dedicate an entire week to this process when we know that even when we cover weekends, we have a tough time getting our whole team together for 2 or 3 days. So I understand that, but if it was a 5-day period or even a 3-day period, because this is, again, is a recommendation, not a prescription at this point in time, that we are able to focus the review team on specific topics, but give the flexibility to do this whenever the SO or the AC wanted, as opposed, and this 3 years was a minimum review period. So I think that when Vonda's calling out the flexibility that we're trying to put in place, that's the key to this process here, with a minimum frequency of meeting. Thanks, Bernie.
All right, thank you, Pat. Sebastian, back to you.
Hearing you, and I don't know how to write it, but an idea will be that HSO and AC a possibility to use 5 days of face-to-face meeting. They decide to do that in 2 days, 3 days, or 1 day, 4 days, or whatever, when they want. And if they lose, they lose it. But one of the reasons that I would like very much that it's be keep into a budget to be sure that it will be possible. Then something around the same number of days, but flexible to how to organize it will be my suggestion. And I don't know how I can write that, but that's the idea. Thank you for your help.
Well, I think that's my job. So I think I understand what you're saying, Sebastian. And yes, in these days in ICANN, budget is a very important point, as we know, given our prioritization recommendations. So why don't we say, I will take a crack at this. I think I understand what you're saying. And if I have questions, I'll get back to you directly and see if I can come up with something that we can look at in writing, and then see if it makes sense for everyone. Does that make sense? I have a thumbs up from Sebastian. Would you be okay with that, Pat?
Yes, Bernie.
All right. So I think we've covered it, folks. I've got a bit of homework on this last recommendation. I think we're doing great. Hopefully I'll get that writing. I see your hand, Sebastian. I'll be with you in a second. So I take it on as an action item to do some editing on this recommendation on reviews. And I will advise the list when I've got that done. Sebastian.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. Just one additional point a little bit further in the document. Why? Just to explain why I put 9 months in front of your 1 year suggestion. It was the sentence was the initial version of this systemic review should be launched within 1 year of this recommendation being approved, and I put 9 months. The reason is the following. Is that we will give the report the 5th of April. The 5th of October will be, or before, will be a decision. And it will be good to have the start in the summer of 2021. And it's why just to not push everything 3 months more of everything will be 1 year at the end of all the review done and all the work done. It's why I was suggesting that we do it within the we start at the beginning of fiscal year 22. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, we'll note that and I'll have a look at that when I'm working my way through this. Okay, Pat, I'm done, so I'm going to hand it back to you. Sebastian, your hand is still up. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pat. Bernie. Over to you.
Thank you, Bernie, for that efficient review that we've gone through. Do we have any questions or comments? Time, please raise your hand. I'm also looking at the group chat. Sebastian, your hand is raised.
Yeah, sorry, Pat. Just to say that. In the last few hours, and as you may have been sleeping, or some of you may have been, I had some question and remarks in the part of recommendation requirement checklist, and therefore I think we need to finalize our recommendation, and then we will go to this part. But just to let you know that I have add some comments there and more questions at affirmation here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. So not seeing any other hands or comments. Do we have any other business for today? Yes, Jennifer.
Thank you, Pat. I just wanted to note that at this time, we have no plenary meeting on the calendar for the next week, Wednesday, the 4th of March. So I just wanted to get some decision here as if we want to have a call that day and at what time. If we were back on our regular rotation, it would be the 2100 UTC.
Yes, so Jennifer, thank you for bringing that up. I do believe if there are no objections that we should return to our regular cadence, since nobody will be traveling next week, at least not for the ICANN 67, that we go ahead and schedule a meeting on Wednesday and also conduct a leadership meeting this coming Monday. So normal cadence. I see a yes from Bernie, and I see no other objections. Vonda says yes, regular calls, I believe. Sebastian is affirmative. So yes, Jennifer, we will do that.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Thank you. All right, anything else on any other business for today? We will let everyone know as soon as we hear something from Teresa or Larissa on a face-to-face in terms of where and when and what the opportunity would be. I want to thank everyone for responding to their preferences in terms of location and dates. We'll try to accommodate as much of that as we possibly can, but of course it's going to be sandwiched in between what we receive as opportunities from staff. So Jennifer, with that, I don't think we had any confirmed actions or decisions reached today other than the completion and of the final text for the areas that we reviewed. Anything?
That's the only action I captured. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. And with that, I will declare the meeting closed, and positive wishes for and thoughts for Osvaldo and his family today. And we'll see if we can locate Cheryl.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.